No, it's very small, Clint. About one of the smallest gold projects you'd ever find. But the thing about it is that it's quite good grade, and the gold is actually free. It doesn't require chemical separation. It just requires a simple gravity concentration process. So the processing's very cheap, and the grade's quite good. It's about 4 grams per tonne. So even although it's only a small amount of gold, it makes it quite economic and profitable.
In your ideal world, when would you start actually mining gold at the Portia deposit?
We'd like to get cracking as early as we can in the new year. We've just got a final few licence and permits we've got to get from various government agencies. We've got to finalise a mining contract, and then... You know, we'd hope to get going early in the new year.
And do you have a rough idea of how many jobs a project like this might create?
Yep, we project there'll be at least 50 jobs on site, and then there'll be various other professional support people like mining engineers, surveyors. So at least 50 people on a continuous basis.
If you were mining today, what kind of total value of the mine might you expect?
Well, we'd love gold to be 5,000 an ounce. That would make it very easy for us. But look, at current gold prices and Aussie exchange rate, it's quite a robust project. And if it stays where it is, we'd be very happy because it's quite profitable.
This marks a point where the company is going from being an explorer to a gold miner now. Is that going to be, I guess, a big operational challenge or restructuring challenge at the company level?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a major milestone for us, really. We've been exploring for the last 10 years and been quite successful. And now this is the first permit we've got to actually start mining, and it'll be one of about 4 deposits that we hope to bring into production over the next 5 or so years. So, yes, it's a major transition for us, and it will present operational challenges, but we've got a good mining engineer and field crew on board, so that's the core, and we'll just build on that.